Good evening, everyone. This is the Pacifica National Board Audit Committee's meeting. It's Monday, March 31st, and we are streaming live, and as usual, those of you who've heard me before, but I've always asked for your continued support to the Pacifica Foundation. Tonight, we have new people, and I am Nia Bedialco. I was the chair last year, and Jamie Ross was our secretary. Tonight, we're going to have election of pro tem chair and pro tem secretary, and I thank you very much for joining us. Jamie, before you call the roll, I'd like to ask everybody who's on, old members and new members, when you introduce yourselves, please say what signal area you're from, and if you'd like to say anything exciting that will be happening at your station that the listeners need to know about, I would appreciate that. Okay? I'll start with myself again. My name is Nia Bedialco. I was last year's chair of the audit committee, and this weekend WBAI will be commemorating the 40th, I can't even say anniversary, of the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King for 2 days, and we ask you to please listen in and support the station. Thank you. Jamie?
So are we calling roll here?
Yes,
is that what you'd like me to do?
Yes. See where you're from.
I'm also from WBAI, and I was secretary for this committee for the last year, and I believe Nia covered our upcoming events. So should I call the roll, Nia?
Yes, please.
Okay, so the problem is, Nia, I'm not sure who the members that aren't here that are supposed to be on this committee. So I'll just call the roll of the people that I know that are here and the other ones that I know are not, but there's a few that I'm not sure of. Okay, Tracy Rosenberg.
Present. Hi, everyone.
And you're from?
KPFA.
Okay, Evelyn Bethune.
Present.
Okay.
You're from KPFT?
Today, yes.
Okay.
They don't know who we are.
Sarv Randhawa.
I'm from KPFA, and I'm glad to be here.
Can you speak up, Sarv?
Oh, let me see here. I'm from KPFA, and I'm here. Thank you.
Okay, excellent. Jack Van Aken.
Yeah, I'm president. I'm from KPFK Los Angeles. I was on this committee last year. I was very happy, extremely pleased to see that this audit committee has become a functioning, very active committee. So I applaud the members from last year and welcome the new members this year.
Okay. Don White.
This is Don White. I'm from the KPFK signal area. And on the LSB and returning member of this committee. And I think it's especially appropriate that we have more than one. We have, I think, three representatives from KPFK because we're looking very closely at our budget and our financial conditions. So good to be on board tonight.
Excellent. Okay, Donna Warren.
I'm present, and I'm from KPFK.
Okay, and that's everyone. And let's see, Nia, one thing, well, I guess we should do the agenda, but I would like to get, let me call the names Ambrose Lane.
He needs an excused absence.
Okay. Lisa Davis.
She's off.
Okay. Then do you know who is on this committee from KPFT?
Evelyn, help me out, please. Stacy.
Oh, right, beyond Evelyn, right.
It's Stacy and Susan Young.
Stacy and Susan Young. And what's Stacy's last name, Evelyn?
God, I knew you would ask me that.
Stacy.
I'll get it for you.
Okay.
Okay.
I think it's Davis. I think it's Stacy Davis.
It is. Thank you.
Davis. Okay. And is there one other person from KPFA? Beyond Tracy and Sarv?
I think Joan Zala is technically on the committee, but as far as I know, he's not.
No, Joan Zala was replaced by Sarv. That's the director.
I'm sorry.
One director. It's okay.
Okay. Then I'm not sure who the third person is. I would have to go look at some old notes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much for your help, people.
Okay. All righty. Thank you, Jamie. So now our meeting is called to order. For the listening audience, I will read through our proposed agenda for tonight. First, call the meeting to order. Elect Chair Pro Tem. Elect a secretary. Approval of agenda. Set next meeting date. New business, the time limit motion. Approval of minutes. Discuss external auditor. External auditor's audit committee letter. Next steps with our policies and procedures manual. Any old business, and then adjournment.
Madam Chair, I move to approve the agenda.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. The next item is election of Chair Pro Tem. Nomination.
Pardon me, Nia. Should you say, are there any objections?
Oh, sorry. Any objections? Any additions, subtractions? Okay. Hearing none. Thank you. Okay. Okay. Now, election of Chair Pro Tem. For that, we have 10 minutes.
This is Sarv.
Sarv, yes, go ahead.
I would like to...
Volunteering?
I would like to nominate yourself, if you accept it, for the pro tem chair.
Thank you. I accept. Is there any other nomination? Going once, twice. Okay, that's gone. Well, that was quick. Okay. Thank you very much.
You've done an excellent job. No need to change.
Thank you. And so have you guys. I can't do it by myself. Okay. Election of Secretary Pro Tem.
Madam Chair, this is Sarv.
Yes, Sarv.
I'd like to nominate Jimmy Ross.
Okay. Any other nomination? Okay, great. Thank you. Yeah, Jamie did a great job getting the minutes together. All righty. Okay, and I have this in reverse. All right. The next thing is setting the next meeting date. Does everyone have this or her calendar? KPFTF. Everybody has their calendar? Alrighty. Now, for April, do I hear Sarv? You want to say something?
I'm getting the calendar for April.
Yes, I have it. Well, we have opened, we have April 9th, 14th, 15th, 16th. I guess we don't want to do it around text time, right?
About 28th.
I'd go for the 28th.
Go for the 28th. Okay.
Sooner the better.
Any other dates?
Pardon me, what day of the week is that?
Monday.
Monday.
Are Mondays okay, Don? Tuesday, Wednesday?
Monday's good.
Okay. Monday's good? Okay.
We're all here, right?
Yeah.
It's hearing good for us.
This is Jack.
Go ahead, Jack.
Yeah, the 28th, Don and I both have a KPFK Governance Committee meeting scheduled.
Okay. All righty. So we can't do it. There'll be two people down. How about the 29th?
That sounds all right for me.
29th is okay.
Yeah, because I can't do the 30th, so the 29th would be my other option.
Okay. Is that good for everybody, 29th? Okay, the 29th it is. Perfect. All righty. Now, my windows are a little slow here. Oh, boy. Sorry, everybody. Trying to get my windows together. But the next thing, I think, does anybody have the agenda?
Next thing is new business, and that's time limit motion.
Yes, and that's on the agenda. which I am having a problem. Oh, my goodness. Evelyn, do you have that handy?
What's that, the agenda?
Yeah.
I have it if you want me
to. Okay, anybody has
it? Go
ahead. All right. Okay, now I got it, after I went through all that. Do you want to read it, Star, or do you want me to do
it? No, it doesn't matter. I have somebody else to read it.
Okay. The PNB passed the time limit motion last week sometime. It's like we meet so frequently, I'm beginning to forget when this happened. And what it says is, effective immediately, the PNB establishes a special rule of order that all meetings held via teleconference of the PNB committees except LSVs, and PNB task forces shall be limited to a maximum of 3 hours or an ending time of midnight Eastern Standard Time, whichever comes first. If an executive session and a public session are held on the same day, this rule will apply to the combination of both sessions. So that was a special rule of order, and yours truly made that motion, and it was passed.
Thank you.
For some, you know, you might want to beat me up. For others, you might want to applaud me. I'll take them both. All right. Oh, this is such a wonderful committee. You know, people say they like to listen to this meeting because it goes by so quickly. Okay, Jamie, the next thing is approval of minutes. Do we have...
No, I failed. You know, I meant to... I took my notebook to work to type it up, and I actually left it at work. So not only do I not have typed up minutes, I don't even have my handwritten minutes.
Okay, not a problem.
I'm sorry about that.
No problem. No problem. You've never done it before. It's not a problem. Okay, moving right along to the external auditor's report.
Madam Chair, information.
Yes?
I think for our listeners and some of the members, if it's at all possible, if you could read what our audit committee is supposed to do for our bylaws.
According to the bylaws. Jack, can you pull that up really quickly? You have a quick way to get to your thing?
Yeah, I'll get it. It'll take about 30 seconds.
30 seconds? Okay. Jack has this wonderful site that you can, the bylaws 1, 2, 3. There's a good suggestion, Star. Oh, I forgot my manners. I forgot to welcome the new people. Oh, my goodness. Welcome, everybody. Welcome all the new folks. Welcome back old. I won't say old. Past members. Right, Don? We'll say old.
I've almost got it here. Where is it? Programming governance. Audit committee, which shall oversee the annual audit of the foundation's books and shall not include finance committee members.
And we also get to select who the external auditor would be. That's not in there, Jack?
No, but...
That's a primary responsibility that we have, is to select the external auditor. Like, yeah. Those of you who were here last year, you know we went through that. We interviewed them. So I'm surprised that's not in there.
It may be a policy of the board. Who knows?
And what is the time frame for us doing that, Nia?
It should be done in June.
In June? Okay.
June or July.
Okay, thank you.
And this is Donna. Madam Chair is correct. It's the primary responsibility of the audit committee.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Donna. All righty. Now, the audit committee. Well, the external auditor that we selected was Ross Wisdom. I'm sure most of you know him. And I must say he was quite complimentary. When it came to the audit committee, he thought that we all did a wonderful job. We were able to meet quorum, actually have a committee meeting. He complimented us on meeting with I'm actually throwing this in here. He left that out, but what we did actually was that we had meetings with the finance committee to approve the policies and procedures manual. But first, we had a working group that we worked diligently at that, and we helped to produce a product that seemed to work that the PNB approved. So I guess the PNB approving it meant that we did quite well. There were some general comments, and all expenses were properly quoted by department. That was good. Talked about having separate bank accounts for funds, a dual signature policy on bank accounts. The MEMSIS and general ledger reports of listener support should be reconciled on a monthly basis. This was a repeat comment, so that means that the stations aren't doing that. So that's something that we'll talk about at a later meeting to see if we can help stations to do that. The perpetual inventory records, that again, too, is a repeat comment. People aren't doing it on September 30th as they should. They need a physical inventory. And then there were some specific comments about WBAI, and they needed some tightening up in terms of their controls. We won't go over that because, if you recall, we did that January 7th. The other stations did very well. So that's it in a nutshell, basically. Unless somebody wants to add something to it, maybe the PNB directors, Jack, Evelyn, Sarv, whoever else is here. Anything else you'd like to add from your recollection?
Evelyn.
Well, overall, the best thing was that the committee worked very well together. And
yep.
We didn't waste a lot of time. We were able to really find consensus on most things. And the people on the committee are knowledgeable and really worked to get, you know, as much transparency in place and also make sure we have checks and balances and get some questions answered that have been sort of hanging out there for a while. So it was a very pleasant and productive experience for me.
Okay.
This is Donna Warren. I have a question.
Sure. Go ahead, Donna.
You're reading off the letter that you sent out?
Yes.
I wanted to ask, who issued that letter?
Ross Wisdom, the external auditor.
Okay. My suggestion is, at least the letter that I have, that it is signed and dated by Mr. Wisdom or his firm. And I also noticed that there were no comments on KPFK, so I wanted to know, was this letter complete?
Yes, it is complete. That means that KPFK is probably perfect.
Oh, well, very good.
Okay.
That's very good, but still, I do.
Don't do this good news, Donna.
Okay. The CPA firm really should sign it and date it if it's
okay.
To be valid.
Maybe, I don't know if it's a hard copy. Is Lonnie, did Lonnie join us? Lonnie? Nope.
Now, that might be a point. Maybe this is just a draft. I don't know.
Yeah, just the email version of it. I'm sure that the book, but if you can find that out, let me make note of that. Fine. Okay. Anybody else would like to add anything?
I have. This is Sarv, Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Sarv.
In those comments, the specific comments that Wisdom sent, comment 16, it says that at least 50% of transactions initially recorded incorrectly at the station level, and that they were corrected by the national office. There were numerous transactions recorded at the station. Now, I wonder why is so much? I mean, the 50% is a lot. Is there something we can do to correct that? Well, Lonnie's not here, so maybe, you know, hold off to get back, whatever.
Well, without going into a personnel matter, this particular audit, because it was in New York, that's what I forgot to tell you guys, that I did go out with Ross, and I learned a lot. Without discussing it, Sarv,
that's okay.
It's basically a personnel matter.
Okay. Okay.
Anything else?
Let's see here. But that's pretty much it for the moment. But I just,
okay.
I was curious about.
Not a problem.
Thank you.
So if no one else has any questions, we will go to the next steps with our policies and procedures manual. I gave that 10 minutes. That probably might require more minutes, actually. Now, what Russ suggested is that quarterly we should try to update this. So what I'm going to do for our next meeting, I am going to resend the policies and procedures manual.
Oh, I'm sorry, Nia. This is Jamie.
Yes. Go ahead, Jamie.
I'm sorry. I was wondering, going back to the management comment letter.
Okay, I'm there.
What, for example, this is something that's been an interest of mine.
Okay.
Comment number 6, MEMSIS and general ledger reports of listener support should be reconciled on a monthly basis. Repeat
yes.
comment. which means that he's pointed this out in the past.
Yes.
And apparently, you know, it hasn't been done. That's my assumption. That's why he's pointing it out one more time. I guess it's beyond the scope of our committee to find out why this doesn't happen. But, you know, many of these things are repeat comments. What needs to be done, you know, so that these things get dealt with or to get a response from the people responsible as to why maybe they don't happen.
Okay. Without getting into a personal matter, Jamie, as you know, we have a new general manager, a wonderfully new general manager. He's experienced. And he got a copy of this.
Uh-huh.
So these things are being addressed.
Oh,
so
but
is,
this is foundation-wide, I think. I'm not in the BAI part.
No. Board would be.
Okay, I'm... Well, you said number 6, and I'm looking at number 6.
There might be 2 6s. I
okay.
meant 6 in the general part.
Right. Okay. So, well, it is hoped that the way Anthony Riddle, the WBAI general manager, has gotten a copy of this and is looking at this and trying to put certain checks and balances in place to make sure that this is done. I will look through the letter. Was it under another station, Jamie?
No, this was a general foundation comment.
Okay.
There were several, you know, there were a few of these things that,
right,
like inventory also,
mm-hmm,
has been a repeat comment.
Right. I don't recall it being at any other station, but like I said, I obviously don't remember everything that's in this letter. But just to let you know, or all the members know, that this is being addressed. But what we need to do, we need to put in the policies and procedures manual. I don't recall this being in there, that MEMSIS and the general ledger reports should be reconciled. So things like those we need to add, unless somebody remembers it being there. I really don't. And we looked at this almost a year ago. So those are things that we need to add. And if you hear of situations in your local, in your signal area that you think we should add to the policies and procedures manual, then you bring those ideas with you to the next meeting. Okay?
Madam Chair, sir?
Yes. Yes, sir?
Maybe, since this is a comprehensive kind of a report there from Ross Wisdom and throughout for the network as a whole, and some of these issues, maybe could we, is it possible that the national board members, when they go to a board meeting, that we can ask that, you know, nationwide, all 5 stations, if they can adhere to some of these recommendations, and if they are not, why?
Well,
when the committee gives the report to the national board?
Yeah, well, we can't, but what we're supposed to be doing, which is what we have to figure out how we're going to do here. Through
right.
your local station board, the policies and procedures manual has been approved.
Right.
So it's up to your local station board to make sure that the policies and procedures are being implemented.
Okay.
That's the way it is supposed to work.
Mia?
Yes?
This
yes.
is Evelyn. Wouldn't that
yes,
also
Evelyn?
Be part of the responsibility of the Finance Committee as it relates to the audit issues? And working with the business manager to make sure that he's on board with that.
Right. That is correct. On a local level, I guess a motion could be passed locally to instruct the finance committee to do what it's supposed to do with its business manager, managers. Yes, but you are correct. Anyone
okay.
else?
Nia, could I follow up? I'm curious to ask the members from the other station, you know, whether you know whether the members in the general ledger reports of listener supports are actually being reconciled. Yeah, and just as a little background on this question, you know, at BAI Finance Committee meetings, I often find myself looking at the Memphis report on one hand and the income spending statement on the other, and, you know, I can't really figure out, you know, which number, how the number in the Memphis statement relates to the number in the general income statement, though it should. So I would be curious if you all know what goes on with regard to that at your station, at the other station.
Well, with KPFT, membership coordinator and the business manager are working to make sure that NMSIS is up to date. They have to do that before they can try to reconcile it.
Mm-hmm.
So they are doing that, and the Finance Committee has played a large part in getting that done. We have very financially astute people on our Finance Committee, which really helps in terms of just being able to have the dialogue with the business manager.
Uh-huh.
Because she understands that the chair of the Finance Committee is a finance person. So he understands what needs to happen. And the members of the committee are astute also and knowledgeable. So that has really helped clear up some things that were kind of difficult. And I think we're making progress.
Oh, good.
Anyone else? Nope. Nobody else? Okie dokie. So, back to our next step for the policies and procedures manual. As I said before, there's certain things from this letter that need to be added to the policies and procedures manual that we should be updating quarterly, according to Rasa Wisdom. So, anything else to be said about that? I have nothing further to add.
I do have one question.
Yes.
Have we made sure that each signal area has gotten a copy?
One second, Sarv, just a minute. As far as I know, Evelyn,
yes.
That the CFO sent this to the business managers and the general managers and interim general managers.
Gotcha. Okay.
Across the network, yes.
Okay, thank you.
Sir?
I was wondering, is that available? If it's an electronic form, if you could send me a copy of it?
Yes, I could dig it up and send it from my archives here someplace.
Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, when you find it, could you send it out to all the committee members?
Yeah, I'll resend it.
Okay, because I know they're going to ask the question.
Yeah, not a problem. You need it anyway for our next meeting. Okay. Are we losing folks? Is anyone joining? New joining? Nope. Folks are gone. Okay. All righty. Is there any old business? Can we move on? Anybody has anything? No?
I moved to adjournment.
You managed to speak up on that issue.
That is Sarv's middle name. Sarv, motion to adjourn Randhawa. Okay, Sarv.
Thank you.
Okay, any objections to adjourning? Okay, thank you all.
I just want to thank the chair for her effective organizing of these meetings and so on. And I think this meeting went typically for this committee very well, and I think a lot of it has to do with your work. So thanks a lot for that.
Oh, you're welcome. And you guys too. You guys are just as strong. Thank you. So remember, but Don, it's going to be longer on the 29th.
For sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Did we set a time for that meeting?
8:30. I think the West Coaster is like 8:30 our time.
Okay.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.